The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live, and I have to admit I am not a fan, and I don't know whether you are or not, but who does not recognize, and now live from New York, well, how about Alive from New York, which is going to be even better? Focus on the Family is sponsoring an incredible event coming up in May in New York. And it's my privilege to welcome to the program Robin Chambers, who is Focus on the Family's Executive Director of Advocacy for Children. And Robin, it is great to welcome you back to the program.
It is always such a pleasure to be on with you. Thank you so much for having me.
It is indeed my pleasure. Now, you're coming to Columbus. I want to get to that in just a moment. But first, tell us how this Alive from New York, I'm always interested in the genesis. Where did the world of this come from? Who thought of it? Where did it come from?
Well, as you know, the recent legislation in New York was absolutely heartbreaking for those of us in the pro-life movement. You know, access to abortion through all 40 weeks, it's almost incomprehensible. And so our leader, Jim Daly, and several of our folks said, we have to do something. What can we do? And, you know, our optional ultrasound program has been around for 15 years, and we thought, gosh, why not? Jim says, why not go big? Why not do an ultrasound in Times Square? And so that started the ball rolling, and we have been crazy busy. I don't hesitate to tell you that.
I can only imagine.
We know it's going to be crazy. Yeah. So, Jim Daly wants to be able to come to New York and really celebrate life. And what better way than to show a picture of that precious baby in a 4D scan?
Yeah, not only are you going to celebrate life, you're going to do it big time. Big time on the big jumbotrons, the big screens there in Times Square. And is that why you chose Times Square for the greatest exposure?
That was part of it. But also, you know, just it's one of the busiest cities in the world. And one of the things we want to do is we want people to pause in our busyness for a few moments and see the dignity and humanity of that precious baby. You know, on the screens, we have screens that will be in the plaza where we're setting up. And we just want people to just take a moment and see the humanness of that little person on that screen.
Now, I'm really curious as to how the city of New York is welcoming you for this event. It's obviously a kind of a jab at the state of New York, and rightfully so, for this horrific bill that has been signed into law.
Right.
But are you finding any kind of welcome from the actual city of New York?
You know, what's interesting is there's going to be people who are not excited that we're coming. But I have to say, you know, we followed the rules and we're doing everything we're supposed to do as far as, you know, the permitting office and telling us what we can and can't do. And we've been very cooperative. They have as well. And some of the folks that we've talked to that, you know, live and work there, you know, the folks in the pregnancy centers that are there, they said for the first time in a very, very long time, it has really turned a positive spotlight on what they're doing. You know, even people who might not say they're pro-life are just astonished at the severity of that law and how, you know, how could we have gotten that far where it's available all 40 weeks. And one of the pregnancy centers on Long Island that we're working with said they've had four churches that have never been a part of, you know, their, you know, supporting them, have come to them and said, oh my, what can we do? How can we help? And so I think in that respect, it's been very positive for those who are serving in and around New York City, but also in the, you know, the smaller communities as well. They're seeing this as a positive way for them to get the word out that they're there to stand in the gap for those moms and their unborn babies.
Well, the polls are all over the place, as they often are, but I have read polls, seen polls, that indicate at least 70% and possibly more of the residents of the state of New York do not support this legislation. So, in other words, the legislators and the governor have gone against the will and the desire of probably 70% of the people in the state.
Right, and I think that's why it's so important for, as believers, as Christ followers, it's so important for us to help change hearts and minds. You know, I don't think that this event is going to overturn the law overnight. That's certainly not what we're thinking. But what we can do is change hearts and minds where abortion becomes unthinkable, and then Planned Parenthood is irrelevant and unnecessary. And that's because we can show life. We can point people to the giver of life. We can point people that have had an abortion in their past to the one who can forgive them and set them on that path to healing. So I think we have to do it from that perspective, from hearts and minds changing.
Well, obviously, Times Square is one of the busiest intersections in the world. This is going to be a Saturday, so it's going to be filled with people anyway. But what is your desire for the support of the pro-life community to come and join you? Are you actively seeking for thousands of people to join you there in Times Square?
We are. We've actually opened this up. We have a live registration page. So if your listeners want to come in and be a part of this, we are restricted to only 10,000 in the plaza that we've reserved for the event. It's, like you said, it's May 4th, Saturday, May 4th in Times Square. We'll begin with a pre-show at 2:30, and then the live show starts at 3, and we're wrapping up with that live ultrasound at 4. But, yes, we would love to have folks come and join, but they have to register. There is security to get them in to that reserve spot. But if your listeners can't attend, we would love for them to participate live stream. They can register online for that as well and get the link to do that. And you can find that information on focusonthefamily.com/pro-life. And all of that information is right there. And we would certainly covet their prayers in addition to participating live in New York or via the live stream.
Well, and I'm going to get to that in just a moment, but I just want to make it clear that if people want to go, they need to register to get into the restricted area. They have to have a ticket. They have to be registered. They can't just show up and get into the area where you will be, correct?
That's correct, yes. They must go to that website and register themselves and any guests that they want to come, that they want to bring with them. And they'll actually get brightly colored wristbands that will allow them into that restricted area.
Okay. So you can be there live. You can obviously listen to the streaming. But we are broadcasting it here on WRFD as well. We are broadcasting live from New York. We'll have all of the details for you very soon. But it is our plan to be broadcasting live from New York. Be great if you can go. You have to register. But if you can't, listen live here on WRFD, or, of course, you can listen through the streaming. You can listen to the streaming on WRFD as well. We're coming up on a break, the next thing I want us to discuss is the See Life Clearly Tour. And I think this is really exciting because out of all of the cities in America, Focus on the Family has chosen just a handful of cities to stop and visit, and Columbus, Ohio is one of them. And you can be involved in that, and we will give you all the details when we return. You're listening to Bob Burney Live, and we are talking with Robin Chambers, Focus on the Family's Executive Director of Advocacy for Children. Don't go away. You're going to want to hear about the stop here in Columbus. Don't go away.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live, and we are talking with Robin Chambers with Focus on the Family. We've been talking about Alive in New York, but now I want to switch the attention to the See Life Clearly tour, because Robin is going to be the hostess for an incredible mobile tour that is coming to Columbus, Ohio. Robin, you chose just a handful of cities. I think 1, 2, 3, 4, about either 5 or 6 cities out of all of America to do this See Life Clearly tour. And one of them is Columbus. We are just deeply honored, but I've got to ask you, why us?
Well, we have relationship.
Other than the fact that we're Buckeyes.
I won't hold that against you. No, I'm kidding. Honestly, we have been at a conference in Dallas, Texas this week, the Heartbeat International Conference, and their headquarters is in Columbus.
Indeed.
And so from Dallas back to Akron is the route that we're taking, and we are partnering with Image Clear Ultrasound, and their headquarters is in Akron, Ohio. And, of course, we had to stop in Columbus on the way because of our ongoing relationship with Pregnancy Decision Health Centers. We have partnered with them for many years to help them with ultrasound machines and nurses trainings, and they are one of the strongest organizations that we've worked with. And so we're stopping there, and we will give tours of the mobile unit. And that mobile unit is the one that will actually be in New York City on May 4th. So we'll do a tour of the bus. You can see the ultrasound machine. But we also want your listeners to know that there's someone in your community that's serving those women at risk for an abortion, and that's Pregnancy Decision Health Center. The center will be open. You can take tours. You can visit there with their staff, and we're hoping that you can see, you know, some client stories while they're there, and then just spend a few minutes in prayer, praying for that center and what they're doing, but then also praying for the tour as we wrap up in Akron and then head on into New York City. But PDHC is one of my favorite organizations.
Well, and mine as well. We here at WRFD and myself personally have a long and deep relationship both with Heartbeat International and PDHC, so we are just thrilled and honored that you're coming to Columbus, and we're so proud of what happens at PDHC. Now, this is going to be April 29th. This is coming up really, really quick. That's this coming Monday. And the tour of the mobile unit starts at 9 a.m. And you are opening this to the public, correct?
Yes, we are. We would love for folks to come out and, like I said, join us as we build excitement and momentum for May 4th, and taking tour of that mobile unit will kind of give your listeners a picture of what we'll be doing in New York City. The location that we are going to be in, PDHC has several locations,
right.
So the location where we will be is the 4111 West Broad Street. It's in the Hollywood Plaza Shopping Center. So we'll have the unit out there, and folks can go through that, ask questions. I will be there. Some of our staff will be there from our social media team. And one of the staff from Image Clear Ultrasound will be there, and you can ask him questions as well. But then again, opening the doors to PDHC and letting your listeners see that clinic and see what they do day in and day out, those folks are heroes in your own community.
Now, again, that's April 29th at the PDHC location at 4111 West Broad Street, 4111 West Broad Street here in Columbus. They will be here April 29th, and the plan is to begin the opening the tours at 9 a.m. and probably ending around 10:30 a.m. that morning, because they have to head then up to Akron. Now, Robin, the mobile unit that you're using, that you're bringing to Columbus, is this where actually the ultrasounds will be performed on Times Square? Will they be performed actually in this mobile unit?
Yes, they will. That's one of our reasons for bringing that unit through, is to let folks who cannot be in New York with us that day. We want them to be able to see the actual unit. It is beautiful. We've had a wonderful partnership with Image Clear Ultrasound for many, many years, and we want folks to see what they do. And so it's a treat for your listeners to come and see that if they can't be with us in New York.
Yeah, it is a beautiful unit. I'm looking at a picture, and I wondered, because on the front it says ICU, and I was wondering what that stood mm-hmm. for. So so now I know. So folks, I want you to be praying first and foremost for Alive from New York on May 4th. If you want to go, you need to go to the Focus on the Family website as soon as possible and register, because that is limited to 10,000 people, and that's it. So if you want to get in and actually be there, you need to register right away. But you can listen to streaming audio. We are going to be broadcasting it live here on WRFD, so you can listen here as well. But then also, the See Life Clearly Tour at a few select cities in the United States, and Columbus, Ohio is one of them. The mobile ultrasound unit will be at the PDHC, Pregnancy Decision Health Center, at 4111 West Broad Street in Columbus on the morning of April 29th. Again, that is this coming Monday morning. It begins at 9 a.m. and it lasts just till about 10:30, because they got a busy schedule. They've got to head out of here and head up to Akron. You could meet Robin Chambers, my guest. You could meet the folks from PDHC. And as Robin said, those folks really are heroes. And I know I've kind of asked this, but Robin, who would you really like to see at the event here in Columbus on April 29th?
I would love for your faithful followers, your listeners, to come and be a part of this. But I'd also love for the churches or young people or students from, you know, the university right there, come and be a part of this. I think one of the things that I would love to see happen with all of these pregnancy center stops is that young women who might be facing that unplanned pregnancy know that there's help and there's hope at those pregnancy centers. And I want the young women to know that there's a safe place for them to go and get other options besides abortion, and that those clinics and those centers are open and willing to talk through any of those situations with those young women. So men, women, children, please come out and join us and meet the team and go through the bus and just join us for a wonderful morning of just praise and worship on what we're getting ready to do in Columbus and on our way to New York City.
Mark these dates on your calendar, April 29th. That's when they are coming here to Columbus, and Robin Chambers will be there. The mobile ultrasound unit will be there. The folks from PDHC will be there, and I hope you will be there the 29th. And then May 4th, Alive from New York. If you can't be there, stream it, listen to it. Robin Chambers, Executive Director of Advocacy for Children with Focus on the Family. Robin, it's always a pleasure and an honor to have you on the program. We'll be praying for you, and we can't wait to see you here in Columbus.
Thank you so much for having me on. God bless all of you.
You as well. We'll continue this.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.